Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m., where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
And a good morning to you right now. What we're going to do, the folks from Springfield Marriage and Family are on their way. They are currently slogging through the slush, mush, and other stuff that's making its way through the Ozarks. So what we're going to do is play just a little bit of last week's show, and then they should be here in just a couple of minutes. So hang on for the voices, and we'll just fill a little time till they get here.
I'm WK Boyce.
And this is Ken Boyce.
And we're here with the life you've always wanted. We're here every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. This is an hour of looking at who we are, looking at what we want, looking at how best to go about to get that life that we've always wanted. And we've been talking about this past month of January, commitment and what it means to be committed in marriage and what it means to really love your spouse and what it means to really be committed to your family and how that involves your whole life and your mind, your heart, your presence. It involves everything that's about us, that we give to our spouse, we give to our kids. This morning, we're going to continue along this line of thinking, but we're talking mainly to spouses today as we're talking about romance. Romance. You know, guys and gals, Valentine's Day is coming up very quickly. This Thursday, it's Valentine's Day. That is D-Day. That is the day for a lot of relationships, not only in the Ozarks, but across the country. And so if you'd like to call us and talk with us this morning, and you may want to call and tell us the most romantic thing that your spouse has ever done. What is the most romantic thing your husband or your wife has ever done? Give us a call and chat a bit. Our number is 862-9977. That's 862-9977. Or you can call us if you're out of the area at 1-800-375-0056 or *56 on your cell phone. So this morning as we explore this concept, what it means to be ever after, what it means to be romantic. And WK, you were saying earlier that this is mainly for spouses, but I think this is across the board, because this actually gets back to when we were dating, the things that we do while we're dating, being able to continue those things through to when we're married, because so many times we give up on those things during life. Yeah, and the things we do when we're dating is that we want to put our best foot forward. We want to make our date, our girlfriend, boyfriend, to think the best of us, to help them believe that we're thinking the best of them, and to know that time together that we spend is something we look forward to. We look forward to that time when we can spend all the time together. If you'd like to call us and talk with us this morning, our number is 862-9977. That's 862-9977. Or if you're out of the area, 1-800-375-0056 or *56 on your cell phone.
And we'll take a little break here for just a moment, and we'll return with Springfield Marriage and Family right after this.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, the dreams, the love ever after. This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will soon be here. Now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine that morning walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever-after love. After lunch, a few thoughts to stir your soul, then the rest of the afternoon for just the two of you. Do you go to the pool, hit the town, or maybe just stay in? Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Hosted by WK Boyce. Come discover the secrets. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.
Our secret is taught.
10:15. Mr. Boyce has arrived, and we're ready to go now. 862-9977, 1-800-375-0056, star 56 on your cell phone. Take it, it's a little sloppy out there.
Oh, it's like running around in a snow cone. Please, please be careful when you're out there this morning. The highways, for the most part, are navigable. However, do slow it down. Right now, 65 is running about 45 mile an hour at top speed, and that's top speed. So if you're going faster than that, slow down. A little bit of slush, a little bit of water, and you will hydroplane. And I did watch that out there. So if you have to be out, be extremely careful. Give yourself plenty of stopping room. All the things that we hear, slow it down. Give yourself plenty of stopping room. They're absolutely necessary to keep us safe there. So do give yourself some time. Also, the ice is accumulating out on the trees. All of the pines in my yard had the limbs already hitting the ground. So we're going to keep an eye on the ice, keep an eye on the power lines, etc. Make sure that if you are at home or staying at home, you've got the essentials covered, a little bit of food, a cup of ramen is great. Easy to make and easy to sustain life on. But this is the life you've always wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, based here in Springfield, Missouri. The whole point of this show is the life you've always wanted, and that is the purpose and the intent of what Springfield Marriage and Family is all about, is to help people get the most out of life, whether it's on an individual level, whether it's you as a couple, maybe helping a child or a teenager get through life, maybe as the entire family. There are so many times in our life we get to places we just wonder, what in the world is going on? Springfield Marriage and Family is there to help. If things in your life, if you're looking around right now and during these types of weather events, we have a lot of family time. No choice. You get together. If things are not well, don't just sit there and let them fester and continue to go on. Get some help. Get some knowledge. Most of what we do in our life, most of what really irritates us can be fixed with just a little bit of knowledge. So let Springfield Marriage and Family Institute help you help yourself. Give us a call at 417-882-6767. That's 417-882-6767. This is Valentine's. This is a season for love. This is a season for family. What does that mean to you? Who is your Valentine? What do you have planned? All of these things are going through our heads right now. And for a lot of people, this is a fantastic time of the year. For others, they're hurting. You don't have to hurt. We can help. Give us a call, 417-882-6767. If you want to look us up online, go to springfieldmfi.com. That's springfieldmfi for Marriage and Family Institute.com. You're outside and you're either driving around in the slush or you're sitting at the home and you'd like to give us a call in studio, give us a call at 862-9977. 862-9977. If you're outside the area, give us a call on our dime at 800-375-0056. Now, of course, if you're on Alltel Cellular, star 56. This is Valentine's. What does this mean to you? RJ gives me, I don't know.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. Well, it is coming up, and for a lot of guys, this is just us, we wait to the last minute, right? I mean, we have all the intentions of the world of making just an awesome Valentine's. We have the hopes. Sometimes we just don't have the get up and go to actually go out and plan it and take care of it. How are you doing over there?
That's Brian. He's
hey,
just,
Brian.
I don't know where he is in the romantic wars, but anyway.
But am I right talking about guys? Procrastination. Yes, thank you.
My get up and go done got up and left a long time ago.
Procrastination, it happens. The guys can have the biggest hearts in the world, and we do. But sometimes we plan on having things happen. We plan to get around to it. We plan to do it. And by the time the calendar gets here, we're like, oh no, wait a second. What am I going to do? I still want to do something great. So we run to the car, we get down, we get flowers, we get candy, we try to find a restaurant that's not booked up at the last second to be able to still show that we do care. And with all that effort and our sweat pouring off our brow from all the running around, we kind of hope that shows that we do care. But it is Valentine's, and this is a time that coming out of Christmas and New Year's, through all the hectic time there, does kind of sneak up on you. So what do you have planned? The last few weeks, you've heard us talking about a marriage excitement weekend down at the Chateau on the Lake, Ever After. And this is an incredible time. This is an incredible way to show your spouse how much you really do love them. It's going to be on Saturday, February 16th, so the weekend after Valentine's Day. We're going to have an incredible time, an event to be able to bring out what it is that we fell in love with to begin with, where we are in our lives now, how do we keep that love alive, and how do we make that last to be a forever after love. Up until tomorrow, we have taken off $100 across the board. So the entire event, what was $399 for the room, the music, the formal dinner, the event, is now $299 through tomorrow. So go online to springfieldmfi.com, click on the poster there, and register online. Everything's right there. Or you can give us a call at the office at 417-882-6767. 417-882-6767. We've had numerous examples of people that have made it, and you sit there and go, how did they do that? I think of my grandparents, Reuben and Goldie Boyce, Mamaw and Papaw to me, married 58 years, 4 kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. They once said, look what we started. And it's enormous. You can't put everyone in the same house anymore. But they made it 58 years. I look at Ron and Nancy Reagan. Many of you know, past couple weeks, I've talked about a book I'd been reading by Jim Kuhn. It's the Private Life. He was an executive assistant to President Reagan, so he was by President Reagan's side. But he said he got to witness an old-fashioned love affair, a love affair from the movies, but it was real. When they were at Camp David and they had movie night for all the staff and they'd go up to the cabin, the Reagans would sit there cuddling on the couch like a couple of teenagers. When he would come down from the residence down to the main part of the White House, they'd be in the elevator and they'd be locking hands, gazing into each other's eyes, giving a little smile. And he would, every once in a while, right before the doors would open, would get the president's attention because he didn't want the public world to get into that little private moment that they had. But he said you couldn't stop them. They were like two teenagers after all these years. And we witnessed that care all the way up until President Reagan passed away. I think of the couple that we had in Alabama. 80 years of marriage. Now, they asked what the secret was. He said they just worked too hard to fight. Apparently, they were cotton farmers. How do we make it to ever after? That's what we're going to be discussing. If you'd like to look for more details, go to springfieldmfi.com. That's Marriage and Family Institute, so MFI, springfieldmfi.com. On the homepage at the right-hand side, there's a poster there with a couple staring in each other's eyes. You can't miss it. Click on that. All the details are there. We're going to start about 10 o'clock Saturday morning, so you don't have to get too crazy and in a hurry. But we'll start out with, how does our love start to form? That romantic, that intense passion that starts to grow from the very get-go. We're going to go that afternoon into a brief session talking about where we are now, that midlife when our love changes from infatuation to really getting to know and becoming one. And then finally that evening, after an afternoon, the afternoon, by the way, is couples time. Do what you want. You can go down to the pool. You can go back to your hotel room, go down to the landing, go see the Titanic. Whatever you want, that's your time. That's one of the most important parts of this event, is for couples just to be able to get back together and enjoy each other's company, get away from the cell phones, get away from the computers, get away from the kids, work, and really celebrate what Valentine's is about that love. That evening, come back about 7 o'clock. We're going to have a formal candlelight dinner. There is music and dance, so dance your way into the night. How are you going to end an evening like that? That's up to you. So join us February 16th. You can go online to springfieldmfi.com, click on the poster there and be able to register online. Everything's right there. Or you can give us a call at the office at 417-882-6767. 417-882-6767. If you're out there this morning, what does Valentine's mean to you? Who is your Valentine? Give us a call, 862-9977. 862-9977. I want to hear this. What is the best Valentine you've ever had? What's the worst Valentine you've ever had? If you'd like to share it on the air, give us a call, 862-9977. You know, there's so many holidays, we never quite know what the origination of them is. Valentine's Day is kind of one of those. It's one you hear about St. Valentine's, you hear, you know, Cupid and arrows and all kinds of romantic things, being shot in the heart with an arrow. Doesn't that sound romantic? I know a lot of marriages like that, though.
Ouch.
And if your marriage is like that, if you feel like you were shot in the heart, give us a call. We do want to help. But Valentine's Day, back in 270 AD, Emperor Claudius at the time had determined that married men made poor soldiers. RJ's expression.
Aww.
So he banned marriage from his empire. But Valentine, who was a priest at the time, would secretly marry men that came to him. When Claudius found out about Valentine, he tried first to convert him to paganism. And of course, being the good priest, Valentine tried to convert him. Reversed the strategy. When he failed and was imprisoned, during the days that Valentine was in prison, he fell in love with the blind daughter of the jailer. His love for her and his great faith managed to miraculously heal her from her blindness before his death. Before he was taken to his death, he signed a farewell message to her. It said, "From your Valentine." This phrase has been used ever since. Before his death, he was stoned and beheaded. Ouch.
Ouch.
Love hurts. This is a special moment in time. This is a moment when we do get to focus. There are several key events in our lives, especially with our spouses, that we better know. Their birthday, especially ladies, we better know their birthday. The day we met. The day we were married. Christmas and Valentine's. Guys, if we don't have this down, we need to write this on our calendars. This is important. Now listen, remembering those dates is what says, "I love you." Remembering those times is what says, "I love you." And if we seem to forget those, what are we telling our spouses? We just don't care. At least that's what they think. Now we're guys. Come on. But, guys, our women want us to be the princes. They married us looking to be their knight in shining armor. Every young girl grows up with the fairy tale dream. They hear about the fairy tale dream. And as we come back from the bottom half of the hour break, we're going to discuss more about this Valentine's and more about this fairy tale. If you'd like to join us, give us a call, 862-9977. We'll be right back.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, the dreams, the love ever after. This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will soon be here. Now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine that morning walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever after love. After lunch, a few thoughts to stir your soul, then the rest of the afternoon is for just the two of you. Do you go to the pool, hit the town, or maybe just stay in? Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Hosted by W.K. Boyce. Come discover the secrets. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.
the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute's The Life You've Always Wanted continues on AM 560 KWTO in Springfield, 862-9977. Everywhere else, 1-800-375-0056 and star 56 on your cell phone.
I tell you, the weather outside right now has got everyone kind of dancing on their toes, taking care of things. Most of us are able to sit home, sit back, and stay out of this. With everything going on, RJ is here in studio. Our normal producer is out on a cruise. So while we're here enjoying all the ice and snow, he's out there enjoying the sunlight. Or at least that's our assumption anyway. But however, RJ is keeping behind the microphone here in the studio, doing everything live.
Oh, yeah.
So doing a great job.
Or at least as live as I can be.
RJ. Oh, this is The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Again, if you'd like to give us a call in studio, 862-9977. If you're outside the area or listening online, 1-800-375-0056. A couple things I want to take care of here as we go into the next hour. Of course, Lincoln's birthday is coming up, and we celebrate Lincoln's life. His housekeeper gave an oral recollection of what it was like during Lincoln's house and with the family and around. It was written into a book, so there are some things that aren't quite right, maybe on the timeline, etc., but it gave you a real insight into Lincoln and his family life and what was going on. Had an interesting love affair of his own with he and Mary. Been rumored that it could be quite tenacious at times. She was reported to have seen chasing him out the back door with a butcher knife at one point up in Illinois. And even as contentious as it was, we took a tour of the house, and the tour guide said, well, Lincoln had four kids, so not everything was bad in their house. We marry someone generally that will have strengths where our weaknesses are, and so that they complement each other. Sometimes that can be go very smoothly. Other times that can be very demanding. But that's generally what we look for. Talking about birthdays also, I'd like to send out a happy birthday to my brother. He'll be turning 34 years old, my little brother, who's now 6-foot-something, 225 pounds. Yeah, like he's... I used to put my chin on top of his head. Now he kind of stands head and shoulders above me. But Kevin, happy birthday. This Valentine's Day, one thing we are very supportive of with Springfield Marriage and Families, we're very supportive of our military folks. We're very supportive of our police departments here in the local area. Those guys have a very, very tough job. Both sets of individuals spend time away from their families. They have very high stress level jobs, putting up with a lot of things that we just cannot imagine. But they're there in that place so that we don't have to be. They're there to make us safe and to be able to provide our life we generally take for granted. And so this Valentine's Day, we also want to keep those of our families, extended family, friends that are away, that are either serving the military or those that are serving here on the front lines at the police, fire department, things like that, keep them in your hearts, keep them in your minds, keep them in your prayers. This weekend, we got to enjoy the company of my Uncle Terry, Terry Ponton. Terry's flew in. He's with a
brand new job there in Washington State.
It's a division that helps take care of safety on the highways. So they flew him into Oklahoma City. He'll be attending a conference there, discussing and networking with other organizations how to improve the safety on our roads. And there's some interesting things that happen. A lot of things that come up and go, you know, this either needs to be slowed down here, this needs to be re-engineered, etc. But there are people out there that are wanting to make our lives safer. So I wish him well. I hope the trip is safe.
I do want to say hi to Karen and Mitchell up in Washington State and their friends who may be listening
via online or on the radio archives. Good morning to everyone. As we also were talking about the roads, when you're out there driving and you're listening to this, slow it down. I was driving up 65 highway. Maximum speed that time was about 45 mile an hour. So as you're going around, give yourself extra time. I arrived here in the studio a few minutes late, but I arrived alive. That's a good idea. So be careful out there, everyone. There are people that do love and care for you and would like to see you come home. Valentine's Day is coming up. Guys, it's here. If we want to procrastinate, we've done it. And we could wait two more days. But with the weather going like it is right now, what are your chances? 70-30 maybe? I guess 30-70 would be a better way to... 34 at 70 against, that we're actually going to get anything else done between now and Valentine's Day. What are we going to do? It's here. Guys, if you want to give your wife the most romantic time and show her how much you love her and have the time to spend with her to get to know each other again, we have to be able to commit to each other. Go to SpringfieldMFI.com. That's SpringfieldMFI for Marriage and Family Institute.com. On the right-hand side, there's a poster there for Love Ever After. It's a marriage excitement weekend getaway down at the Chateau on the Lake, February 16th. That's this coming Saturday. You have several options there to be able to register. If you just want to go down for the event and you can't stay the night, you have things to do Sunday, the event itself, you can come down for the event and the formal dinner and dance. You can have the entire day together. If you want to come down and enjoy a traditional room, be able to get away, stay the night, we have that all prepared for you. If you want to upgrade, make this just an absolutely special time, you can upgrade to a fantastic suite at the Chateau on the Lake. Gentlemen, if we take the extra step, she sees how much we love her. So go to SpringfieldMFI.com. You can use your credit card, register there online. We've procrastinated long enough. Now's the time to do it. This week as well, up until tomorrow, we have taken off $100 across the board. So the entire event, what was $399 for the room, the music, the formal dinner, the event, is now $299 through tomorrow. So go online now. It's snowing and ice outside. You don't want to get out in this stuff. Try to get to the florist, try to get the jeweler. Just go online and make this a Valentine's to remember. Go to SpringfieldMFI.com. Click on the poster there, Ever After, and register online. Looks like we have Gloria in Springfield. Good morning, Gloria.
Yes, good morning. I just want to tell you that I always listen to your show whenever I can, and I enjoy it because you are right on. But, you know, I was married for 44 years. I knew my husband for 45. And, you know, they always say passion goes out of marriage. Our passion never went out. And when we were younger, we couldn't afford to buy each other anything. We made sure our kids had a good Christmas. And Valentine's, we each gave each other a card. But, you know, our enjoyment was in each other. He was my Valentine, and I was his. And I was sports-minded. I was raised with 9 boys.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd play ping pong, badminton, stuff like that. And he was not just my husband, but he was my best friend.
Oh, and, that's great.
And we always had supper between 5, 5:30. Now, the hardest time was when we went in business. And after we became successful, then a lot of people wanted to hang around my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get money, they try to...
You get a lot of friends.
You bet, you bet. And so we didn't have the closest we had the first 30, 35 years, you know, because other people were kind of interfering, and that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like I said, when you take care of a business, I mean, when you got something, you got to take care of it. But, you know, I wouldn't give up my life, and being raised poor and with 12 kids, I wouldn't give up the life I had for nothing in the world.
Thank you, Gloria.
But you do give great advice, because I look back and I think, gee, I had all that. So, anyway, that's it.
Thanks.
And you guys have a great day, but I am telling you this. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we don't have a repeat of last January. I got my branches hanging to the ground, and there's a lot of ice around those branches.
Gloria, I haven't stopped praying yet. I took my wife to work this morning, and the branches were already down on the ground as well. So, that's what I'm saying. Please be careful. Be prepared out there. And
well,
Gloria, thank you very much for the call.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How do we get that ever after? It's intentional. The past few weeks, we've talked about commitment. We've talked about being romantic and what that means. As we've been out marketing the ever after event down at the Chateau on the Lake, I've had a lot of people come up and go, oh, that sounds like a great time. We're going to try to be there. And that's fantastic. Get online and sign up now. Go to SpringfieldMFI.com. Click on the poster there, fill out a few blanks, and you're good to go. But, you know, one of the amazing things that I heard a lot of people go, well, you know, money's just kind of been tight this year. Okay. Well, we're real busy. You know, we got kids are going here, kids are going there. Yeah, you know, that happens. Oh, my husband's going on a hunting trip. Again. On and on and on. And the one thing I wanted to ask is, when is the last time you two got away and it was just for you? We invest so much time in everything else. We invest in our kids. We invest in their activities. We invest in our spouses' extracurricular activities, whether it's basketball, baseball. Of course, this time of the year would be a little difficult. But playing basketball, hunting, fishing, there are so many things. Our jobs. How much time are we spending at our jobs? How tired are we when we get home? We can't even play with our kids. These are some of the things. These are the very things that we have been talking about in the past few weeks about commitment. We cannot be distracted from being romantic. We cannot be distracted from being committed. It is an intentional, it is a top of mind thing we must keep every day, or we will let it go. I had several people, like I said, they wanted to go. They're going to go sign up and get online. I had others that, quite frankly, every excuse was there. And I could hear people letting other things distract them from their marriage. And then we wonder why people get so far apart. I told you about a couple that came in, been married over 20 years. The past 10 have been miserable. They have been at each other. And they finally came in, they called Springfield Marriage and Family Institute to say, you know, this is one last attempt. And now they can't believe they nearly threw it away. Has it been a bed of roses? No, there have been things that have to change, and change doesn't necessarily come easily. But the reward that is after that, for being committed, for taking the incentive to keep our marriages at the front, at the forefront of thought, the rewards are not calculable. They're incredible. They're abundant. I look back at Reuben and Goldie Boyce, my grandparents, 58 years. And on their 50th wedding anniversary, we had an incredible event. They said, look what we started. Kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. We start out with a very romantic, a very passionate, infatuated love. That's just a sprout, though. What it can grow into is beyond our wildest comprehension. And what makes it so strong, what makes it so rewarding, is that it is not easy. It's not handed out to you. But it takes time to grow. It takes time to be nurtured. It takes effort to farm it. But the reward is beyond belief. And the one thing that will take that all away is distractions and excuses. A lack of commitment. A lack of romance. A lack of intention. And we all do it. We don't mean to. It happens. It's incremental. It's the way everything happens that happens poorly. It happens incrementally. A little at a time. We give up a little time here. We give up a little more time over there. A little less time talking with each other. A little more time complaining about each other. This Valentine's Day, recommit yourselves to each other. It's the right thing for your job. It's the right thing for your kids. It's the right thing for anyone who comes into contact with you. It's to reinvigorate and nurture that relationship. So this Valentine's Day, make it a Valentine's Day you'll never forget. Not just because of the romantic dinner, not because of the dance, not because of just the information that you'll receive at the event, but because of getting back to each other and having that recommitment and rediscovering that relationship. That'll be something you will never forget. So as we get ready to head out, make this Valentine's a Valentine's for the record books. Show your love this year. Register for Ever After down at the Chateau on the Lake. Until tomorrow, we have taken off $100 across the board. So the entire event, what was $399, is now $299 through tomorrow. As I said, you can go to Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and register online. If you want to find out more about us, go to springfieldmfi.com. Look through the site. Any of the radio shows that we've had before are completely archived there. Go to the site, click on the radio microphone. There's the archive. Play any show you like. Send it to a friend. Maybe a friend needs to hear this. This is your life. It's your choice. Make it a great one.